It's no use. No use at all. The children won't let me stop telling tales of the Land of Oz. I know lots of other stories, and I hope to tell them sometime or other. But just now, my loving tyrants won't allow me. They cry, Oz! Oz! More about Oz! What can I do but obey their commands? This is our story, mine and the children's, for they have flooded me with thousands of suggestions in regard to it, and I have honestly tried to adopt as many of these suggestions as would be fitted into one story. After the success of Ozma of Oz, it is evident that Dorothy has become a firm fixture of these Oz stories. The little ones all love Dorothy. And as one of my small friends aptly states, it isn't a real Oz story without her. So here she is again, as sweet and gentle and innocent as ever, I hope, and the heroine of another strange adventure. There was one thing the children demanded, which I found impossible to do here. They bade me to introduce Toto, Dorothy's little black dog, who has many friends among my readers. But you will see when we begin this story that Toto is in Kansas, while Dorothy is in California, and so she had to start on her adventure without him. There were many requests from my little correspondents for more about the wizard. It seems the jolly old fellow made hosts of friends in the first Oz story, in spite of the fact that he frankly acknowledged himself a humbug. The children had heard how he mounted into the sky in a balloon, and they were all waiting for him to come down again. So what could I do but tell what happened to the wizard afterward? You will find him here, just the same humbug wizard as before. I believe, my dears, that I am the proudest storyteller that ever lived. Many a time, tears of pride and joy have stood in my eyes.